Good morning and welcome to Mind the Gap with Helmed on Eagle FM. It's a Sunday, so it's that day when I'm basically free to make fun of everything and everyone. It's just Monday and Friday. We do diplomacy and all that political, economic, blah, blah, blah. Sunday, I'm just given a green light to do mocking than discussing. So, for this morning, and I'm here from, 11, Sunday, so I'm here from 11 to 1. So just stay tuned, fasten your seatbelt, relax, wherever you tune in from. Thank you for tuning into Mind the Gap. Thank you for tuning to, Eagle FM. This is Helmed, here to keep you company until the hour of 1. And boy, do I have a few topics here for you. We're going to start from just here at home, and then we'll go, and then we'll go west. From west, I'm not sure though, because I know that we're starting at home. Now, taking off from home, I'm not sure whether we are going east or west, because there are stories coming from both directions, that basically merges into the subject that I have prepared for today. I'm so tempted to go east first because the west, the west one is more just flat out disgusting and disturbing, but it's just something that I feel like, brushing through. Actually, let's start from home and then we can just then we can go east because east speaks more, home and east speaks more into Valentine's Day. I know it's next week, Saturday, and, I will only have another chance to make fun of pretty much everything pertaining to Valentine's Day on Sunday. By then, it will be like a day past Valentine's Day. I mean, it's not going to make sense. So I decided to do it a little early. Here at home, we're going to start with one of my favorite stories that basically came out in local media this, this week, where it was alleged that a female correctional officer is now facing legal conches with regards to her job after the, dang it, CCTV, caught her getting into a bathroom with an inmate, which I think we're just suspecting a little too much here. It could be nothing. Unless that CCTV is about 2 minutes long, then chances are very high something. If it's longer than that, then maybe they were just having a private conversation. If it's about 2 minutes or less, then yeah, you have every reason to be suspicious. But then again, this is someone that has been, behind bars. It could be anything, really. But CCTV is gonna cause problems. Pardon me. CCTV is gonna cause problems. Actually, CCTV have already caused problems, which is why I'm saying, look, this is one of those reasons why I'm a law-abiding citizen, guys. Because look, the whole punishment of confinement, aka you are not that's one thing about being behind bars. You just can't go anywhere you want. Like one thing I like about being a law-abiding citizen is that I don't get to go to all the places I want because I'm broke, but I can then grind and then make money and then have, basically exercise that right. I know I don't exercise the right that often, but I just like to have to know that the right is there. I like to know that, I don't have the money to travel, but if I made the money today, I would just, I don't owe any police officer an explanation. I can just hop on a plane, and then just go, disappear into the sunset. And for a lot of people, maybe it's grooving and chilling and that. For me, it's traveling. I don't think there's anything that's going to beat traveling. It's just me with a bunch of camping, not my thing. Yeah. Just, count me out on that one. But for some reason, I have this, terrible obsession, obsession, it's a male thing, obsession with that V8 revving engine in the back and just an open road and no specific destination in mind. and singing along to some, to some gems of my choice, some of which I'm going to share with you today, starting with my favorite East African one. So just to sum it up, well, the CCTV story is coming from home, and out of China is, out of China is something known as, actually something that, something that ties into Valentine's Day. And that's basically global. It turns out, the world we live in is not a very nice one. Unfortunately. I know it's very easy to lie to yourself to make yourself comfortable, but the world we live in is not a very, it's not a very nice one. I'm not talking about your annoying uncle or your annoying ex or your annoying husband or wife. No, that's just a, that's standard when it comes to being alive. It's an occupational hazard of being alive. I'm talking about what people are capable of doing to make money. Because out of China, it's been, what's coming out of, let's just say out of Asia, but China is being named left, right, and center in the, in that whole information. That, there's a type of adult entertainment content that's coming out of hotel rooms. Now, what's being done is a lot of, I'm not sure how they're pulling this off. Don't worry, we'll just dive into the details. I'll give you the boring details later. Yeah, now, at this point, I'm not sure because there's not much information that is basically clear because you have to understand that most of these stories are taking place in China and I don't read Chinese Mandarin. So I'm getting most of this information in Western media. So take that with a pinch of salt. Now, what's happening here is that, it's been said that, some parts of China, what's happening is a lot of people are finding themselves on adult entertainment websites. There's a couple that booked a hotel room. Man, the pain. They booked a hotel room, went in that hotel room. They were just, they were just passing through or they just went there to have a good time. And well, just like every couple, they had a good time in the most adult way possible. What they didn't know was that there were secret cameras, not just recording, but live streaming everything. Now, you have to understand that whoever came up with this idea knew that there is a market out there. It turns out OnlyFans is not enough. Pornhub is not enough. There are people that are like, what do we want really as a species? I think we have no clue what we want. Human beings? No, we don't. We don't know what we want. Nothing at all. That's just a summary of what's coming out of the East. Speaking of, we don't know what we want. The West is actually one part of the world that is not, where information coming out of the West right now is just not the Donald Trump politic, at least not the political part. Maybe I'm just being a little too obsessed with this whole Jeffrey Epstein files thing. But that's actually because, look. Whatever it is that you think you did in your life, no matter how bad it is, unless you took someone's life, then I'm sorry, but I can't help you with that. Unless you molested kids, then I'm sorry, can't help you with that one. But other than that, what's coming out of the Jeffrey Epstein files will make the worst criminal in this country to look themselves in the mirror and go like, well, look, let me just say, compared to what's coming out of the Jeffrey Epstein files is telling me that you and I, compared to these guys, you and I are just a couple of angels. I'll just get you one here. First of all, these are rich and powerful. So these documents are coming out with the names of the perpetrators of the crimes blacked out. In other words, you know what was being communicated. You know it was sent, you know who it was sent to, and sometimes you know who it was sent from, but you don't know, in 90% of the files, the recipient or the sender is blacked out. Translation, that's someone with a lot of money and a lot of power. they committed a crime, not just any crime, not just a crime that's illegal, a crime that's immoral. For the lack of a better word. I'll just give you an example. 2013, January 17, and it was Thursday, it turns out, an email was sent from Blacked Out to Jeffrey Epstein via, I'm telling you, these guys were doing the rookiest mistakes via Gmail. Gmail? You think Gmail is secure? To communicate something, look, I'm so glad they used Gmail because that was their dumbest mistake. There are a lot of secure platforms out there. And you're going to pick Gmail out of them? Okay, I have read a little too much into cybersecurity and, walk around a lot of things. But here, now, what do you think the email says? New Brazilians just arrived. And I cannot believe I'm reading this. But believe me, I am reading it. So just fasten your seatbelt. Something very sick is about to come out of my mouth, unfortunately. And it's not out of my mouth, it's out of the email. So I'm just reading it. New Brazilians just arrived. Sexy and cute. 9-year-old. Now, I just want you to use the... You don't have enough imagination with you to imagine any of this. I just want you to use the very limited imagination that you have to imagine just how sick you have to be to use sexy and 9-year-old in one sentence. What we can only pick from this is this was a kid or were kids that were kidnapped out of Brazil for sexual exploitation. 9-year-old. The conclusion I only reached after reading that was, yep, witchcraft exists. That's the only way to explain that. There is no way that's sexual appetite. That's witchcraft to the core. Interesting thing is being practiced, well, turns out it's, you know, that whole black magic witchcraft. Well, turns out there's white magic. This is white magic 101. Because, now, why am I saying this white magic 101? You are a billionaire. You have all the money. So you can have most, if not all, the women that are of the right age. There are women here that you give them $1 billion, they will leave their husband. That's because, some of the women like money and some of the husbands are just idiots. So there are wives that are just begging for an excuse to leave. So they will just run away. And then, it's a win times two. Running away from an idiot husband and making $1 billion in the process. And some of them just want to, live a slave queen lifestyle, so they can go with that. With all the money you have, with all the sex workers out there, with all the adult entertainers out there, we're told Lewis Hamilton got himself Kim Kardashian. Was it that Kim Kardashian is a girlfriend? And the homeboy is being cooked online. I'm like, oh, come on, man, leave homeboy to, have a good time. I don't know, whatever the heck that means, Never understand why people make, the decisions they make. Just, look at it from a distance and just, live your life. You only live once. So. And sexy and 9-year-old. You have got to be kidding me. Again, my conclusion after going through a bunch of this, and this is just, there's just about what? Like less than 5% of these files that have been released. The second batch, the latest one that have been released, is about 1.something million files. But still, that's less than 5%. Now, if the less than 5% has sentences like new Brazilian just arrived, sexy, cute, and 9-year-old, if the 5% is this disgusting, can you imagine what's in the 95%?
Please don't imagine for the sake of your sanity. So, conclusion, guys, witchcraft exists. And it's not just for black or Asians. It's the world over. Every race of people have their version of witchcraft. And by far, this is the most disgusting. Like, Jesus, like, for the love of God. Which makes this planet very dangerous to raise kids in. Especially little girls. Because not only the people that are committing these crimes, unfortunately, and this is the most painful part. 90 to 100% chances none of these guys will ever see the inside of a holding cell, or let alone prison. None of them. Why? Well, I can take you back to the 2008 financial crisis. They're just too big to fail. The companies that caused the 2008 financial crisis that impoverished the middle class across the planet, they were declared too big to fail. They couldn't be punished because punishing them would mean making the economic situation worse. So they just let them go. Now, what happens when someone commits a crime and you let them go? Well, they're going to keep doing it over and over again because they know that, well, if you can get away with it once, you're untouchable. No one is going to touch you. Sexy 9-year-old. For the love of God. And you know what's my favorite part? This list is dominated by Christians and Muslims alike. The richest of the rich of both communities. And you have Christians and Muslims on the lower level of the religious spectrum that want to kill each other over religious difference. These guys are literally molesting children jointly. Like, and my favorite part, the Christians are now all quiet in this scandal, but if Jeffrey Epstein, for example, or basically everyone that's, a lot of guys that are coming out of the Western world that are named in these files, if these were Muslims, the entire Muslim religion would have been demonized, would be demonized to the core. But because it's dominated by Christians, we are just naming names. Jeffrey Epstein, Bill Gates, Donald Trump. No one is saying, oh no, Christian. If this were, if those guys were Muslims, they would be saying, oh, Arabs, Muslims. They wouldn't be mentioning names. They would just be Muslims, Arabs, Muslims. But because they are now, well, these are Christians, everyone is just now all of a sudden, let's just mention names. No one is saying Christians. Mm-mm. Let's just mention names. Now, I think this sends a very strong message to both communities on the lower level of both religions that as much as we have religious differences, believe me, we hold the standards of our religion better, of our religions better than the people at the top, because those people are just in it for the money and the power. The rest is secondary. Let's go back to Asia and then we can come back home. Now, imagine you go out for Valentine's Day. You are just having a good time. Imagine it's Valentine's Day. You are just, having a good time. In your hotel room. And after that Valentine's Day, having a good time, you are just online. Now, one thing I don't understand is, why is someone that has a husband having a good time in a hotel come back and still log on to an adult website? Like, can you just go and do it? Like, I don't get it. Like you have a wife. Like, really? She's right there. Okay, anyway. Yeah. So, homeboy went to a hotel, had a good time with his wife. What he didn't know was that there were cameras that were live streaming his, his maneuverability. And when he, a few days later, he logs onto an adult website and lo and behold, there was a video that looked so awfully familiar. I'm not sure which part made it look familiar. Was it the drapes? Was it the, you know, the bed sheets? And one thing I know about most, you know, hospitality establishments is that, they like to use white. So it can be the blankets. So was it, how do you even tell your wife that though? Hey, honey, I came across this video that looks awfully familiar. I'm not sure if, I'm not yet sure if that guy really looks like me, but I have an inkling that he does. But this woman, though, looks exactly like you. And these moves look like mine. Now, if your wife is as sarcastic as the dream wife I have in my head, she'll be going, oh, come on. Well, there are people look alike. There's no way you're on an adult website. Honey, there's something more suspicious about this video. Not only are the couple in the video look like you and me, the video is exactly 2 minutes. Exactly 2 minutes. Yeah, definitely. That's definitely you. If it's 2 minutes, it's exactly you. So, what you're telling me is, we have like a gazillion adult websites out there. Those are not enough. There are those you can access for free. There are those you can access by subscribing. And then OnlyFans came along, which is like a more live stream, but requires your credit card. There is no way in heck am I doing that. And then this new trend of adult entertainment that's coming out, it's going to make you ask yourself one question. We are at that, we have normalized sex as an intimacy to the point where, on a daily basis, we are asking for more. Like, that's not enough. We need more. That's not enough. We need more. I mean, the sex toy industry is a multi-billion dollar worldwide conglomerate. Like, we now have handcuffs and all kinds of toys. And believe me, the Epstein fires are flooded with those things. Boy, oh boy. Now, okay, boy, that's, let's just stay out from those files because they're just gonna ruin my show at this point. Now, let's go to Asia. What do we want? You are married. At this point, someone who is married is going like, how old are you? Are you married? No. How old are you? Well, turning 35 next week. I married? No. And so, would love to someday. But, boy, that's scary. And it's also awesome. Because, look, my biggest fear is, my biggest fear about not getting married is a very funny one. Of just, I always picture myself in the 60s. Like, going, hi, can I have your number? Look, you have to understand there are things that make sense when you are rich. And there are things that don't make sense. There are certain things that make sense when you are rich, but they don't make sense when you are broke. 70s and 80 year olds are marrying 20, 25, 27 year olds. But those are billionaires, buddy. Those are billionaires. If you are broke, it's creepy. But if you are rich, it's love at first sight. Life is not fair, guys. That's the conclusion I've reached. Life is not fair. If you are a billionaire and you are 90 something and you marry a 20 year old, it's love at first sight. Now, sometimes, my gender, like, guys, this is why we die sooner. You are in your 90s. What are you doing with a 20-year-old? That's asking for a heart attack. Because a 20-year-old? Are you kidding me? Especially if you're a guy. At 80, and you have a 20, 30-year-old? Believe me. You are not doing the right justice. No wonder most of these wives have personal trainers. Because they know that, well, you are just there for the finance. Yeah, yeah, you know, just provide the finance because they buy bedroom. Ah, yeah, yeah. I'm just making sure that I don't get fired. That's why I'm keeping quiet. Thank God we have a commercial break coming.
Goeie nuus, Kimber het nou nog beter geword. Ons het splinte nuwe funksies bygevoeg om jou ervaring vinniger, beter en kragtiger te maak as ooit tevore. Is jy gereed om die volle potensiaal van Kimber te geniet? Kry alle eksklusiewe funksies vir slegs $36 per maand of spaar selfs meer met ons spesiale intekenplanne. 5% afslag vir 3 maande intekening, 10% afslag vir 6 maande intekening en 25% afslag vir 12 maande intekening. Kies die beste plan vir jou werk en geniet al die voordele wat Kimba bied jy 'n onverbeterlike prys. Kimba, waar die wêreld saamkom, laai dit af en teken vandag aan.
Lipura nenge no wapumbwa eva tere ulikoni maondo to ingida ashike kapeno nwe.
You know how the African Union went bananas? I think it was later last year or earlier this year when Israel recognized, recognized Somaliland. We all thought that was new. Guys, it's in the Jeffrey Epstein file. It's old information. They've been talking about recognizing Somaliland. I was like, hey! Africa. Yeah, Africa is also in the file. And boy, oh boy. Africa is in the files, especially the financial sector. Somalia is in the crossfire big time. How did a science teacher end up running the entire planet from technology, military, financial sector, you name it? Like, you are talking about child abuse spanning decades, involving royal families, billionaires, foreign ministers, ambassadors, you name it, presidents. And that's just less than 5%. And the second batch of that file, that of those files that have been made available, is 1.3 million files. Just how many are these files? Long story short, they are many. Just how disturbing are they? You don't want to go down that road. Just when I came across that email, I decided to start watching documentary. Okay. Cute. A 9-year-old. That makes sense. Sexy? You have got to be sick beyond comprehension. And unfortunately, the richest of the rich, your investors, the ones that you want to please, when they come asking for 9-year-olds, what the heck are you gonna do? Start kidnapping kids to provide them? Like, holy cow. Now, this is actually not something new. When it comes to information that's disturbing. This is something that's been going on since the early 2000s. The Italian government, decided to look into what was known as sniper terrorism during the Bosnian War. This was carnage that took place between 1992 and 1995 in a country known as Bosnia, and most of the chaos took place in the capital, Sarajevo. And what happened was, it was alleged that there were a group of snipers that were known as tourist snipers. Now, these are the richest of the rich that took advantage of a civil war to literally go and snipe civilians for fun. That's why these days, every time that I pray for money, I swear I'm praying, Lord, I want to be rich, but I don't want to be that guy rich. Like, it turns out, the richer you become, the more you run out of things to do for fun. Then you just stop doing regular things for fun, like traveling. Then you start entertaining things that are just not illegal, but flat out immoral. What do you mean you want to snipe people for fun? Like, isn't traveling enough? Like, you can just hop on a plane, your own private jet, and fly around, I don't know, go scuba diving, go and see the Titanic, like those billions, actually, forget everything. Go and see the Titanic. Make sure it's not well secured so that it can implode like 13 kilometers into the ocean. So you can be turned into jungle oats. That'd be nice. Like Jeffrey Sachs said that, if all these billionaires can just take their money and go to Mars and never come back, that'd be nice. So what, I think it's very easy for us to say that this is just about billionaires. I think this is either witchcraft, pure witchcraft in its most evil and despotic form. One. Or two, money is a lot of, it turns out there's such a thing as too much of anything. Too little of money, poverty, not good, not good, not good. Talking from experience on that one. And too much of money. It turns out also not good. Now, the source told Reuters early this year, actually on the 5th of February. Wait, when was the 5th? Yeah, on Thursday, yeah. The source, now this is from Al Jazeera. A source told Reuters on Wednesday that the men, the first individuals to be identified in the inquiry that began last year in is an 80-year-old former truck driver who lives near the northern Italian town of Paddington. The Italian prosecutor launched an investigation last year after it was alleged that foreigners, including nationals from Italy, had traveled to Bosnia and paid large amounts of money to shoot at civilians during the siege of Sarajevo. Like, there are a lot of people suffering in this world. Can't you just donate the money if it's too much? Turns out, no. I'd rather pay millions of my dollars to go and molest children or to go and shoot unarmed civilians that are literally running for their lives than donate the money. Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the planet we live on. The planet where a lot of people are suffering, and those that have all the resources to help the people that are suffering are using it to cause more suffering. Yeah. Sorry for ruining your Sunday. So, this whole Epstein thing doesn't shock me. Because for someone that likes history, there are not actually a lot of things that shock me. Even the whole Epstein file and the abuse of children. Have you heard of the Emperor Tiberius? Look him up. That guy, Emperor Tiberius, if he was alive, he would be in the Epstein files. Because what he did was actually exactly like the Epstein things, like. Yeah. Yo por el rocky, ese war mine, ese vale la ya, te por lo que ven, me pongo mañana, me shall en como la na mañana, por lo que se va, 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 por lo que se
sai ya ladia ge mai no samuni mai ponga na gere ro gere sharon ga be ro lo sholai ye mai ani ya la ve nya ma sho ta ngam da wani ar mo mai ho ne gi na bi u yang ga ye ve ki duro ye na ya la gera ki ye ve la ja ne bo no lo re re ke la ri o ve lo bo nyi si ni ta ko sir wa si da yo ko re ro ki li a she war mai ne she wa le la ja e bo lo ge ve ne pu go ma ya Sida yo pore rofili, ashe war mai ne she wale laya, ebolo ye verne pugo mayana, ne shawe kamola na mayana, bolo masiwa, amana she wana, bolo masiwa, alo nya masho, bolo ya solo nai rudu mojo, bolo masiwa, ye ya she bagino, bolo ese wai nai rudu mojo, bolo masiwa, o mai sida, bolo ye she bagino ngela mare, bolo masiwa, si washo singulo, bolo señora
Thanks, Manajira. Now, a lot of things, I have a sneaky suspicion. You know when Kabila Jr., basically when the whole world was wondering, now, she knew that the then, ICC prosecutor, a lawyer from the Gambia, a very strong and powerful lady, who was the ICC prosecutor at the time, back in 2015 decided to launch, to start an investigation into possible war crimes committed by US service members in the Middle East, especially Afghanistan. Now, they were just in the process of starting that investigation, and the head of, I think it was Michael Cohen, who was the head of Mossad at the time, the Israeli intelligence. So she wanted an audience with Bensouda. She knew what Cohen was up to, because, I mean, who doesn't know? The intelligence guys are always up to something, and it's more of a nothing good. So she did not want to meet with him. Guess who arranged a very ambush meeting? Guess who ambushedly arranged that meeting? Kabila Jr., DRC. Now, everyone was asking, to this day, we're still asking the same question. Why would Kabila do that? Now, guess which name I'm gonna be looking for in that files? Because if I find that name, I will totally understand why. He knew very well Bensouda did not want to meet with the head of Mossad, but he still went on to arrange the meeting. I have a sneaky suspicion he was on that island. I'm gonna find that name. Whatever it takes. If it's in there, I'm gonna find it. After all, I have a lot of time on my hands. Didn't I tell you? I have a lot of time. why would he, like, that's the question I've been asking myself since last year, ever since I came across that. Why would he arrange a meeting he knew Bensouda did not want? Why? I have a feeling, you know, Cohen just called him, can you arrange a meeting with me? And Bensouda was like, no, are you kidding me? I'm pretty sure she doesn't want to see you. Like, it's either you, you arrange that meeting, or you remember that time when you visited me in my island and those things that you did. And, did I mention I recorded everything? Yeah, right. Also took some pictures. Well, you're going to find them written in both English, Arabic, French, English, Timbukushu, if you don't arrange that meeting. Soft power. Soft power, people. Soft power. Yeah, hi. All right, that is the, that was, Engolong Osirwa. That's coming out of the Maasai in Kenya. It's a very nice traditional song. But with Valentine's Day coming, if you have done something in a hotel, I'm not saying that stay away from hotels. This is not a hotel staff sponsored. But you think it's actually okay? Now we're back to Asia when on this whole live streaming of people doing their 2 minutes in hotels. You have to understand that I think everyone understands that when you are traveling, especially in hotels, this thing, you know, ever since technology advanced to the level where we are today, it's a common suspicion. To basically, well, especially if you are a prominent figure, to check for bugs every time that you book in a hotel. And it turns out there are a lot of equipment that you can actually use to check for hidden cameras, hidden cameras and hidden microphones. You can find them all over Amazon. Don't ask how I know, please. I don't have a life outside of my house, and I watch a lot of documentaries. A lot of them. Actually, an unhealthy amount of them. But it's either that or I start doing crack, and I'm too broke for crack even if I wanted to. So, nope, I'm going to stick to my documentaries. So, imagine going to a hot, you know, imagine telling your wife that you are going on a work trip. I'm sorry, honey. I didn't mean to leave you this Valentine. I mean, this would have been a wonderful romantic. I mean, it's business. It's work, man. I had to go. You know, it's work, my love. I have to go. And then you pick up your bags and then leave. Then you spend your whole time in, you know, with your Kamboroto in a hotel room, only to get home and find yourself, you know, and run into a very airy, very, very, very angry wife. Like, honey. Guess what I found? Someone sent me a link of your work trip. Wasn't it just an awesome conference? Now, witnesses, come here. Get in this room. Right. Here's the remote, honey. I just paused. All you just have to do is click play. And then there you are in a hotel room, you know, doing a conference. That's one heck of a conference, you know, without clothes type of conference. How do you defend yourself against that? And it's becoming more and more difficult to cheat these days. You leave your house, you take it to your house, your wife murders you. You go to her house, the ex or some deranged ex or some, you know, or the husband murders you. You take her to the hotel room. You are live streamed. On second thought, I think this is going to promote faithfulness. Because everyone's like, well, I want to cheat, but the thought of being live streamed. For 2 minutes. Nope. Guys, stick to your wife. Stick to your wife. Stick to your house. Let me repeat that again. Stick to your wife. Stick to your house. Or you could just, well, not stick to your wife and not stick to your house and end up being on an adult website? Yeah. Boy, oh boy. The next thing you know, you just show up at work on a Monday morning and everyone is like, ah, amen. With all those muscles, I expected you to do better. Like, what do you mean do better? I mean, just 2 minutes? Man, I'm so disappointed in you. What are you all talking about? It's all over the internet. And then there's you. I'll just switch off the lights. Oh no, that's not gonna cut it. Are you familiar with this thing called infrared night vision cameras? Works like a charm. Actually, infrared night vision cameras are very easy to find. All you just need is your smartphone. Again, don't ask. Don't ask. There's something about documentaries that basically just screws up with your head. I don't have my head screwed up. Actually, it doesn't screw up your head. It just gives you paranoiamus maximus. And in this 21st century, don't traumatize your kids with your 2 minutes, man. Stick to wifey. Let's take a break and then we'll come back and do Valentine's Day now. Let's just stick to Valentine's Day. We are going to talk about it in on two sides. Side one, single lives matter. Side two, relationships, lives matter. Whether you are, whether you're going through singleness, single and searching, whether you're going through heartbreakness and searching, don't worry. Well, been there, done that. Sucks to the core. And whether you are, you are in a honeymoon phase, whether you are at that stage where everything he does, whether even when he's breathing, it's annoying, don't worry. I have a whole playlist to cover all those. By the time that we are done with this show, Valentine's Day will be just problem solved. And shout out to Bank of Namibia. Thank you very much. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Because, you can't make a money bouquet anymore because those of you with money were showing off. Were showing off all the time. You're just there. Congratulations, my love. Just 200s and 100s. You have all these shapes of roses and... Show off. I have a sneaky suspicion someone was dumped, before Valentine's Day. And that someone knows the governor of the central bank. Bank was like, yo, governor. I mean, don't you think this whole money bouquet thing is just being a little too much? They're eroding the quality of our money. Have you seen a 30 bucks? That thing can survive the depth of the Titanic. What do you mean you are reducing the quality of the money? It's not about the quality of the money. I don't think it's about the quality of the money. If anything, with the new banknotes are very colorful. They would have made excellent money bouquets. But someone who knows the central government governor got dumped before Valentine's Day, so they decided to ruin it for everyone. And as a broke guy, I say thank you. But when I have my own money, and I want to make a money book, I'll be complaining. But as for now, I'm just saying thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Who was I thanking? Oh yeah, the guy I have a sneaky suspicion, got dumped before Valentine's Day, decided to ruin the money bouquet for everyone by, just going to the central bank governor and going, I think this whole money bouquet is just, it's ruining the quality of our money. How about we just, just make it illegal. The thing is, you can still make it, just don't get caught. There then lies a problem. If you make it for your babe, she's gonna take pictures of it and put it on Instagram. That's the problem. Plus, making it and not putting it on Instagram just doesn't make sense. Because the point of making it is to put it on Instagram to show your origami genius level skills and also your love. You know, show it off. But now you can't show it off. You know what I'm suspecting a bunch of idiots are gonna do? They are going to generate a lot of AI pictures of those things. You know what? Yeah. Let's go to the music part of Valentine's Day now, shall we? And, you know, with a little bit of talking somewhere in between. And I have my own playlist here. Just check, check, and check. And someone left me a someone left a comment on my poster on the Eagle FM, you know, page about my poster, my Mind the Gap poster. Guys, it's a comedy show. Relax, it's a comedy show. And I'm glad some some of you are basically picking up on the fact that Eagle FM has a comedy show like this one here, like the one that's running right now. Someone wrote, read the whole story. I'm like, I don't actually know what that means, because it's somewhat very, it's a little vague. I don't know what to make of it. And I'm like, read the whole story. Well, it's Mind the Gap. I don't care about the whole story. Just here to make a mockery out of pretty much anything. Home run, I would care about the whole story, but Mind the Gap, I don't care about the whole story. I know. How will one not take it serious? Like, it's still confusing. I think, Top Fan, shout out to Top Fan, La Davidoff. A bunch of laughing emojis in there. So that's someone that basically understands sarcasm and has a sense of humor. So shout out to you, man. Take it serious. The point is, don't take it serious. Then he goes on the point, attention, but inmates are getting it captured by CCTV for that matter, for memories. Oh man, for memories. The thing about CCTV is, have you seen the quality of videos that are coming out of CCTV? That's a waste of my 2 minutes. At least make it HD quality. Like the genre of entertainment industry coming out of Asia. Ish. But being a hotel, giving it your best, and finding yourself on a website, that's a whole boy, oh boy. African casting. It's a casting agency in South Africa. It's supposed to be a modeling agency, I think, for the most part, but a lot of people get there, and most of them, I have a sneaky suspicion, most, if not all of them, they get there, and then they find out that, this is they cast, but not for models. It's basically, the modeling part is it's cover for adult content. And they engage in these adult activities, and when they find themselves on a website of that casting agency, they start complaining. One thing I know is that those guys will never upload you on the, and that's basically how the entire entertainment industry works. You are not uploaded on a legitimate entertainment industry website without your consent. That rarely happens. You signed some papers. You didn't read through, maybe, but at some point you signed some papers. I work in the entertainment industry. I know the paperwork behind the scenes. There is a lot of paperwork behind the scenes, depending on who you are dealing with, depending on their age, depending on their gender, whether you are dealing with a car. It's just a car that you are putting in a movie. The paperwork is insane. And if there are kids involved, oh boy. So, here's the most painful part of it now, especially the African casting, because that is very close to home in South Africa.
That's one. A few years ago, we had a situation here where it was revealed that a lot of, especially young women, exchanging explicit content of themselves for money via WhatsApp. Again, like I pointed out earlier, this world is a very scary one to have kids, especially little girls. Just make sure you can provide for them before you have them. Because the temptations of doing something illegal, if not immoral, for them to make money because of peer pressure to afford that car, to afford that phone, to afford that lifestyle, they are going to do things that will make you question a lot of your life choices. So, back to the central bank, shout out to the girl that broke the heart of the guy that convinced the central bank governor to make money bouquet illegal. Thank you very much. Because I was in sort of like a, trying to, like, how am I going to make money bouquet? Now, the good thing is, well, origami is my bread and butter. Like, well, there, you know, things like origami are the things that, I mean, you master origami if you spend a lot of time indoors. Now, you have to do something to kill time. And there's only, in, that would be very anti-Karen. Do something to kill time. Let's leave it there.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Lipurane ngeno wapumbwa Eva tere urikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe udite opoye ekukurile. Oshafa fana nongeshefa ili mehola mo ihewe tike kovano ile koshuala. Konongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu honda doi inawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special angeta shake ngeshefa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushendi fenawa nukumona oijabu ili nawa. Ninge pata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM. Onora esatu imwe mbali heali nola natu heali mbali no heali. Ileko berewa mbura hetatu natu mbali o hetatu batatu o mafilane Eagle FM the eye.
Welcome back. Now let's take, you know, let's go the direction of mixing music. And like I said, whatever, you know, wherever you find yourself in the spectrum of Valentine's Day, whether you have, you know, whether you have given up on love or, you know, going through a heartbreak, especially divorce, I have had my fair share of heartbreaks. And the question I keep asking myself is, if heartbreak is this painful, just how painful is a divorce? Because I can only imagine it's, boy. And it hits in intervals. One minute you are fine, the next minute you are in blue. And you are just running around thinking you are fine, and then you run into them and you are back to square one. Like, it's, you know the most painful part of it? You don't know where the pain is coming from. You know, it hurts like crazy, but you can't pinpoint exactly where the, like, your heartbreak.
Heartbreak is something else. Heartbreak is something else. So wherever you find yourself in the spectrum of Valentine's Day, whether you've given up in love, going through a heartbreak, going through a divorce, or you're single and searching, or you're happy and living, you know, you are in honeymoon phase, or you are in, you are breathing too loud phase, don't worry. I have a playlist here that will speak to all of us. Oh boy. For the honeymooners, just another day for you and me in paradise. That's Another Day in Paradise by Phil Collins. For the honeymooners, stay tuned.
Think twice.
There may be no money bouquets this year, but don't worry, you have your favorite DJ on Eagle FM. That's Helmut.
It's just another day for you.
Phil Collins, you and me in paradise, just you and me. Another day in paradise. That's for the honeymooners. Now let's go to those ones that have really, really, really tried and have, you know, have had several, breakups, and because, you know, you just can't deal with the pain anymore, just decided to throw in a towel. Don't worry, I got you covered. Charlie, I'm getting very close to throwing in a towel. Yo, it's painful.
Watching the world, watching them all go insane. Look at them all, look at them do evil things. So I go out and dance, party my problems away. Look at me now, look at me now, look at me dancing again in the club.
Nothing really matters in the club but the beats.
Rock on out to escape from the world. Watching the world, watching the world, watching them all go insane. Look at them all, look at them all, look at them do evil things. So I go out and dance, party my problems away. Look at me now. In a club, feeling like a star when I walk in a house. Hey, DJ spun that record and he burned down a house. Hey, just like MC Hammer, I'ma turn a mother out. I'ma rock the dance floor. Check me out. Hey, I came here with my people, we gon' fuck up the place. Hey, I was stressed out, so I had a getaway. Hey, the world is going mad, I think they're going crazy. Hey, so I just gotta break on out.
Nothing but the beats. That's David Guetta with Nothing but the beats for my, you know what? I'm done with this. But, we, you know, one thing I like about, throwing in a towel when it comes to things is that, maybe it's just me, but I know it's not just me. I've met a lot of people that, that were drunk one night, woke up the next day and said, I will never drink again. 1 weekend later, we told homeboy, you want to go out? It's absolutely. Didn't you say you will never? It's like, well, it was just hangover. So, I hope we, you know, just develop the same sentiment when it comes to
you know, develop the same sentiment when it comes to, you know, when it comes to affairs of the heart. When you're going through divorce or going through a heartbreak, it's very easy to go like, nope, we can't go through that again. And believe me, I've been there. It's very easy to say, yeah, heart, brain, let's just make a commitment here. You two have got to learn to talk to each other. Because every time I find someone attractive, the heart is telling me she's the one. The brain is like, have you forgotten? That then sometimes you just get to the point, okay, when I'm alone, I tell myself, you know what, I'm never telling. And then I run into her, then everything goes like, isn't she just perfect? And then we're back to square one. Well, it's a life. We live, we learn. And it turns out sometimes we never learn. So we've covered so far those that are in their honeymoon phase with Phil Collins, and those ones that have that are in the phase of we've thrown in the towel, or at least for now, with David Guetta. And now we go to those back to what's that? Your breathing is annoying. Chances are very high it's you are ignoring Davido's advice. It counts a lot when it comes to relationship. Well, Davido, take it away.
I feel like only
boy. Put in mind, that advice is coming from someone who was born and raised in a rich family. So, there's something to consider.
Electricity, my born a different PR. Till infinity, steady on a different PR. Life is not that deep. It's all about the energy, yeah. My mentality. Now you make it my body. Body go concern. You know everything I do is nobody else concern. To let you go come online. And I see darkness all around me, but I know I'm the light.
Electricity, vibes on the frequency, yeah, till infinity, steady on a different thing.
Life is very sweet, but first you must get the moolah. Snap of party,
now you make it my body.
Body go go.
Love is very sweet, but first you must make him mula. Cause na poverty go make man worry. Poverty go make you, worry so much, you will be terrible in bed. So, make money. Please. Just join forces and grind. Unless you are born with a golden spoon in your mouth, you don't have a lot of options. Grinding is your only option. And one thing I like about not having options is like, not having a lot of options is that you take the only option you have and just, make it work. And I've come to learn that the same thing goes for a lot of countries. Countries that are under sanctions or economic embargo are very independent in a lot of things. They produce their own food, they produce their own water, their own electricity, their own technology, they produce their own everything because they were not left with a lot of options. They don't have a lot of options. It's either produce it or die. So I think it's the same goes for, for you and me that are not from, financial household names. Like, we don't have a lot of options, buddy. No one is coming to save us. It's just grinding. That's our only option. And because it's our only option, we have to give it our all. Because, well, one of the painful advice I was ever given is that you can either wallow around in self-pity or just use that pain and then use it as fuel. Because believe me, pain as fuel works all the time. I've used it like several times. It's a little toxic though.
You know everything I do is nobody else concerned.
To let
I hate.
Say you go come on,
say you go come on.
And I see darkness all around me, but I know I'm the light.
And welcome back. No, we're not going that direction, and not today. So, 111 divorces. Yeah. That's why I said earlier that I've never been through a divorce because I've never been married. But I've been through few heartbreaks. And believe me when I tell you, if you have not been through it, fasten your seatbelt. Because it's going to be painful. And I can tell you from experience that what sucks about the pain is you don't know where it's coming from. You just know it hurts, but you can't pinpoint where exactly, so you can put a band-aid there. That's how much it sucks. So don't worry. If you are in that category of Valentine's Day preparation, I have one for you here. And that's Chris Brown and T.I. You're only human, man. You are only human. You're only human.
I'm only human, yo.
There is no shame in asking for help.
At your mercy, you don't bend your knee again. No running from the truth. Nah. As much as we pretend, that it ain't what it is. Then it hit CNN. Apologies to my fans and my closest friends for letting you down. I won't take you down this road again. Most of you now saying whatever. Here we go again. What? Blogs, radio, and television all going in. I laugh to keep from crying through all of the embarrassment. If I must say myself, you haters is hilarious. How dare you sit right there and act as if you holier than thou. Point your finger now with me looking down. Same clown that would twit picking at my wedding. On the same Twitter page, disrespecting. Wait a second. Never mind my imperfections. This is a fact. Remember that. No mistakes too great to recover and bounce back. And when they push you down, you got to get back up. And when they push you down, you got to get back up. Brush the dirt off your jersey, then go for the cup of the trophy of the ring champion. No matter what. Cause when you got the bell in the ring, people with you popping bottles, taking pictures, look around. Disappointed everybody, I know. Try not to hold that against me, though. My road to redemption has no GPS, so guess that time must be invested for this to be manifested. Yes, it's hard living life in the spotlight. Trying to dodge the haters, same time as the cop light. The Bible say, let he without sin cast a stone first. The sinner or the one who judged him, who was wrong first? Yeah, he go to work, never done no drugs up until the fair. He just drink his liquor, touch his kids, beat his wife instead. Different seals, my shortcomings hit the media. Thanks to TMZ, the
AJC and Wikipedia. See the stairway to heaven while stepping down Jacob's ladder. My good outweigh the bad, God, ain't that what really matter?
Nope.
And matter of fact, I'm wrong, but after that, the good I done in your hood, shit, it overshadowed that. Sure, the world laughing at me for the moment, but it gonna be your turn for what's over with. Even if you so legit that you get a house with a dog and a picket fence, the people would get in, but when they turn on you, remember this. And when they push you down, you got to get
I'm
back
up.
And when they push you down, you got to get
I'm
back
up. Just
up, brush the dirt off your jersey, then go for the cup or the trophy of the ring, champion no matter what. Cause when you got the bell in the ring, people with you popping bottles, taking pictures, look around.
Yeah,
as soon as you fall down, all the haters pass the judgment.
For all the wrong I've done. If y'all thought I were perfect, I apologize for being human, man. But never again, partner, you can put my life on that.
Hey, you can love me or either leave me. Before you judge me, just let me be me. Hey, you can love me or either leave me. Before you judge me, see, life ain't easy.
No, it's not. No, it's not. Now, let's move to those that are in a... What's the next category I have on my list here? No matter, at the end of the day, we're going to wrap it up with Bring It On with B-Square. Oh, don't worry, I have everything arranged. And now the Deal With The Pain, Face The Chaos. I don't care how strong you are. You know, things that are emotional, it's not recommended you deal with them alone. Especially my gender. Things that are emotional, whether it's the loss of a loved one, the loss of a loved one as in breakup, divorce, or, the loss of a job, or just a downward spiral in terms of emotional feelings. It's not recommended dealing with it alone. You have got to talk to someone. It helps. You have got to talk to someone. I don't know, maybe it's just me, but, I will be burdened like crazy. And then I just, believe it or not, just call my mom and we're very good homies. After comforting me 2-3 weeks down the line, she's making fun of it, but it helps. What, didn't you say you're turning 35? Yeah. Why are you telling your mom? Well, because my mom is my best friend. And, just have a best friend. To confide in. Helps all the time. I know one thing about homies or best friends is that with time they start making fun of you. Just an uncle, an auntie. I wouldn't recommend someone that drinks a lot because after 2 beers, hey, your secrets are not safe. I don't recommend someone that takes weed either because, imagine all your secrets being revealed with a Bob Marley accent, are you? Who else do I recommend? Someone that works for a radio station like yours truly here. Not recommended. Someone that works for a radio station. Actually, stay out from people that are in the media. I wouldn't recommend those ones. Terrible idea. Offer them refuge, but don't tell them your secrets. Sometimes they come to work unprepared and especially if it's a talk radio station where they're not allowed to play music during the week, they will run out of things to say. They will start sharing your secrets. I don't. Which is, that's why I like financial and economic topics because, financial and economic topics. But those ones that do social shows, nope. So, for the, uh,
for team divorce and breakups? What's the first thing that's, one thing about, I'm not sure about breakups, but I'm pretty sure they say, I'm not sure about divorces, but I'm pretty sure they have, a little bit of similarities. It's, you start replaying all the, all the good times that you had and what could have been and all the thoughts and all the plans that you made were, there are those of us that I'll just say hi to you and you say hi back and I'm already planning our wedding and all those things, and for some reason, the psychological trap is that, we like to cling on to things to things we can't have. And that's a very painful reality about life. So, maybe it's because of the fantasy of drawing pictures of what could have been like. Yeah. One, talk to someone. What could have been? That's a loop that you're going to be caught in for a while, but just give it time. You're going to be fine. Again, talking from my experience here. 1035, remember? Now, while we are replaying all the good times is part of the process. It's a process. It does come to an end. Oh, it is painful. Not going to lie to you, but it does come to an end. So if you are in that time of replaying all the good time of what could have been, don't worry. I'm here for you with Lorde. Is it Lord Haran? Feel like rewinding time. Don't worry, I got you covered. Up next is those of you that are still crashing and you're still planning on firing your shots. Don't worry, I have one on the list for you too. For now, stay tuned for Lord Haran with The Night We Met. Introspection, check.
Traveler who has not repaid his debt. I've been searching for a trail to follow again. Take me back to the night we met, and that I can't tell myself what the hell I'm supposed to do, and that I can't tell myself not to ride along with you. I hate all and then most of you, some and now none of you. Taking me back by the ghost of you.
take me back to the night we met.
Welcome back. That was The Night We Met by Lord Haron, and it's one of those songs that captures the different phases that basically intimate relationships go through, from the time that you meet to how things basically transition from the honeymoon phase to the time when things hit the rocks. And some people survive it and some people just don't, and you've got to learn to move on. That moving on part, easier said than done. So those of you that are still planning on firing your shots, or you are just coming back to, I will never fall in love again, to, maybe this one is different. We've all been there. And you're still recalculating and calibrating your moves. Don't worry. Totally got one for you here. That's Falling Into Love by Raya.
Never knew the sky could shine so bright till you walked in and filled my life with light. Every heartbeat feels like a brand new song with you beside me, where I belong. Oh, the world feels like it's spinning slow. Every moment with you, I want to know. Your smile's a melody, soft and true. And every note, it leads me back to you. I'm falling into love, can't you see? It's a kind of magic, send me free. You, I'm soaring, I'm ready to die. Every word you say feels like a dream. You've turned my life into a sparkling stream. Even shadows dance when you're around.
Even shadows dance when you are around. Even shadows dance when you are around. Wait till you break up. Even, you know, even buildings will go blah. You just enjoy the process. It doesn't go south all the times. Well, people break up, make up, people divorce and get back together. Well, it's just life. Live it. You know, being careful is only going to make it boring. Also, just don't be reckless, because then you are going to be hurting people left, right, and center, and you're going to be hurting yourself in the process.
In your laughter, I finally found. Oh, the stars, they write our stories above. Every chapter's painted with your touch is a whisper, warm and kind. You've opened my heart, you've freed my mind. I'm falling into love, can't you see? It's a kind of magic setting me free. You're the die. Through the highs, through the lows, together wherever life goes. You're my anchor, you're my wings. With you, life's a song that
a kind of magic setting me free.
Welcome back. Almost forgot my long distance relationship, guys. Ooh, I can only imagine how tricky that is. And I have been there, done that several times. I don't know why I like to punish myself. But like I said, you know, it's life, guys. Live it. We only have, I'm about to be corrected again. We live every day. We live, okay, we are born once, we die once, but we live every day. So, make it worth it. So, my long-distance relationship, guys, Valentine's Day is coming, but don't worry, I got you covered too with Sabai Million Days. Guys, I get my song. Most of my songs are coming from video games and TV shows. If you've never heard of them, congratulations, you've discovered a new genre of music, or just, you know, another different type of music you've never heard of.
I don't do this often, you caught me off guard. All of my friends said you moved out west. You tell me stories underneath sunsets. Could it be more than just one night? Kissing the cab right, heads turning left, right. Get a ticket for two to wherever you choose. Drinking some red out of the blue. You say my name with your accent. Makes me remember how much I missed you. Hope you're planning to stay for a million days. You'll be my summer in December.
Ah, my favorite part of that song is you say my name with your accent. It reminds me of just how Kalats and Damaras pronounce my name. Helmut, I'm like, oh man, stop it. Sorry, I say, oh man, stop it. The first one makes me sound like a chomps. But the point is, it's just, there's a way that Damaras and Kalats, the accent adds a whole new je ne sais quoi to Helmut. Helmut. Like, oh man. Feel very German. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Oh, sorry. Long distance. Not me. This is a long distance.
Hey boy, trust my intuition, boy. I'm not superstitious. I got lucky. Throw your heart and it was mine for the taking. Superstitious, I got lucky. Throw your heart. hearted. It was meant for the taking. It was meant for the taking. It was meant for me.
Boy, do we have 13 minutes left, and I have a whole lot. Actually, it's just all, you know, fading away now, slowly but surely. So let's make it a little bleak again, you know, slowly into the, let's go with 8 letters for now, because it's like, it's an emotional thing. Like, why does it hurt so bad? Like, once you fall for someone, they become your favorite person. Like, your day can be made or can be broken depending on the interaction you have that day. It sucks, man. Like, for the love of God, why did we end up, like, how did we end up here? So, which is why you have got to respect your boss or manager or supervisor's wife. Make sure they're happy, because if the madam is not happy, the boss is not happy, and you are not happy. That's where, you know, Kamborotos comes in handy sometimes, you know, from the look of things. If you find out that's taking place, it's none of your business. Just, why does it hurt so much?
You know me the best, you know my worst. See me hurt, but you don't judge. That right there is the scariest feeling. Opening and closing up again, I've been hurt, so I don't trust. Now here we are staring at the ceiling. I've said those words before, but it was a lie. And you deserve to hear them a thousand times. If all it is to say letters, why is it so hard to say? If all it is to say letters, why am I in my own way? Why do I pull you close and then ask you for space?
If all it is to say letters, why is it so hard to say?
Isn't it amazing how almost every line, all our hands are aligned, when your hands are mine, it's like I'm whole again. Isn't that a sign I should speak my mind?
I've said those words before, but it was a lie. You deserve to hear it a thousand times.
If all it is to say letters, why is it so hard to say?
If all it is 8 letters, why is it so hard to say? 8 letters, I love you. 8 letters. Try saying it to someone you're really, really attracted to. Oh boy, you have no idea how many times any guy my age, any one of them, will tell you the first crush they had and how long it took them to say hi. Just hi. 2 letters. H-Y. It's H-Y or H-I. Oh, H-I. Yeah. You'll run into someone who'll say, oh, I've been crashing on that girl since 2020. Say what? Yeah, man. Well, just tell her. It's not that easy.
Oh man, come on, is that easy? Yeah, it's easy when you're not the one crashing. When you're the one crashing, aish! And also if you're just crashing, please, I'm begging you in the name of anything that's holy, don't start with I love you. Thank you very much. Because, jeez, what boy. I know. When you're crashing on someone, you make them look like they are the sun, sky, moon, earth, and everything. And for those of you that have just been told yes by the person that you have been crashing on, especially my gender, you have to understand that there are 8 billion people on this planet. That whole nonsense of, I will give you the whole world. We are not going anywhere. Thank you. Moving on.
If all it is to say that, why am I in my own way? Why do I pull you close and then ask you for space?
If all it is to say that, why is it so hard to say? To say, if all it is 8 letters, why am I in my own way?
Why do I pull you close and then ask you for space?
If all it is 8 letters, why is it so hard to say? If all it is 8 letters.
If all it is 8 letters. And now we go to one of the ladies that is allergic to, you know, to growing old. J-Lo. I don't know what her magic is, but, hey, really? And as someone who is in their 30s, this is something that I often say to women in their 40s. Guys, you're confusing the heck out of us. For some reason, you have this very annoying tendency of shining in your 40s. Like, holy cow. Now what am I supposed to do? Just ask her out. Let me just break this down for you. You're smoking hot. You have your own money. You have your own cab. Like, where am I supposed to start? Hi. Goodbye. That's how I'm most likely to go. Like, sometimes you're just minding your business crossing the road, and then there is this awesome car with all the windows rolled down, and behind the wheel is this smoking piece of work. Now, I don't know whether I should crash on your car, or you, or like, you have no idea how confusing that is. On the rocks, and you are both fighting and trying, and fighting and both trying to, you know, both fighting and trying to save it, then this one is for you. I have to understand that this fighting for something only works if you are both putting in the effort. If it's leaning on one side, unfortunately, it's painful. But if you are, you know, both putting in the effort and fighting, oh, this one is for you.
When we fell under, did you expect me to reason with thunder?
Did you expect me to reason with thunder? Who am I? Thanos? Actually, not Thanos. Thor?
I still remember when time was frozen. What seemed forever was just a moment. Hurry up, hurry up. There's no more waiting. We still would save it.
We are still worth saving. Let's wrap that up with Bring It On, Bring It On. So, whatever it is that you're going on, whatever it is that you're going through, work-related, Mjolo-related, family-related, this is my message to you.
Bring it on, bring it on.
You
bring it on.
You
oh.
Life know the sweet though, eh? If some people know the hate too, so use the number 6 oh, and calculate. You go see the ratio. The beef self na me though, whether na asu them relate to. So bring your own crayfish oh, we go mix oh. Hola. Oh, share them toxic, we no go blow. Oh, share them they see us now, we don't they glow. Take a look at me now, take a look at me now. We're running things in this town, can't you see?
I don't care who you are, where you're from, what you do. Just as long as you're chasing money, do what's right, never give up on it.
Bring it on, bring it on. Are you ready? Are you ready?
No matter how you try, don't you ever fall. Keep your head up high and standing tall.
Bring it on, bring it on. Are you ready? Are you ready?
No matter how you try, don't you ever fall. Keep your head up high and standing tall.
And rising, rising, keep it high, rising, rising.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. I don't care who you are, where you're from, or what you do. Just as long as you are chasing money, do what's right. What's right? Don't do Jeffrey Epstein. Do what's right and never give up on it. And the time is just baby dot. 1 o'clock on the dot. Man, my Afrikaans, I miss my Afrikaans. Why haven't I pratted Afrikaans this long? Man. 1 o'clock on the dot and that end of Mind the Gap for today. So whatever spectrum you find yourself on, wherever you find yourself on the Valentine spectrum, don't worry. If you're on the sad side, it's life. It happens. You're gonna go through it. Just talk to someone. Believe me, it helps. And, if you are in the honeymoon part, just, talk about, make time to have uncomfortable, conversations. Have uncomfortable conversations. Have uncomfortable conversations. Now, Now that we have that out of the way, I would like to send a very wonderful shout out to all my listeners. Yeah, now that we have that out of the way, I would like to send a shout out to all my listeners, wherever you find yourself on the Valentine spectrum, whether you have thrown in a towel on everything love, or you are still planning on firing your shots, or you fired and they bounced back and they hit you in the teeth and you, now you have lost some teeth and dignity, or you, your shots went through and you are in a honeymoon phase already, you are planning on spending $400,000-$500,000 on flowers, or you are planning to generate AI pictures of of money bouquet, or you are planning to make an illegal one because, well, you are crazy and in love, which are those two, when it comes to intimate relationship, are one and the same, crazy and love. And also a shout out to that guy who, you know, to the guy that convinced the governor of the central bank to make money bouquet against the law or illegal or whatever it is that they are calling it. They really saved those of us that are broke a lot of, I would have said a lot of time, but well, we have a lot of time. I would have said, almost said they saved us a lot of money, but don't have the money in the first place. So they didn't save us anything, did they? Actually, they saved us a lot of dignity. Yeah, we have a little bit of that. They saved that. They saved us a lot of dignity. So, like, but the excuse though the central bank is giving, you're going to degrade the quality of the money. Seriously, guys, have you seen our $30? That thing can survive a nuclear bomb. What quality are you talking about? Okay, now I have a question here. Our $30, that thing can literally survive nuclear catastrophe. So what if I make my bouquet with the $30? Because that thing is going to come out of masking tape on the other side unscathed.
Right.
But that's the end of Mind the Gap for today. Until next week, just a day after Valentine's Day. So we'll be here ripping through, you know, looking at the whole thing. Also, the world is a dangerous place, people. If you are going to take your wife or to steal someone to go to a hotel room, just make sure that you are not, you are not being live streamed. So the best way to be safe is stick to your girlfriend, stick to your wife, stick to, believe me, going viral is one thing. And also, if you are a correction officer, just, don't go into a bathroom with any inmate. Don't go away from CCTV. With an inmate, especially if the CCTV is 2 minutes long, then it's going to raise suspicion. If it's less than 2 minutes long, it's going to raise suspicion. If it's more than 2 minutes long, then they'll be like, no biggie. Especially if there's a guy involved.
Bring it on.
This life is not easy. So much hustling and bustling. Everyone is struggling. So make you know they believe it. Since everyone is chasing, you're never gonna make it. Never say no, never give up. Keep your head up, standing tall. And for sure, you go turn it up, turn it up, turn down for what? Yeah. Shana them toxic, we no go blow. Share them to see us now, we don't dig low. Take a look at me now, take a look at me now. We're running things in this town. Can't you see?
I don't care who you are, where you're from, or what you do. Just as long as you're chasing money, do what's right, never give up on it.
Bring it on, bring it on. Are you ready? Uno ready?
No matter how you try, don't you ever fall. Keep your head up high and standing tall.
Bring it on, bring it on. Are you ready? Uno ready?
No matter how you try, don't you ever fall. Keep your head up high and standing tall.
And rising, rising, rising. Keep your rising, high and rising, rising.
I don't care who you are, where you're from, or what you do. Just as long as you're chasing money, do what's right, never give up on it.
Bring it on, bring it on. Are you ready?
No matter how you try, don't you ever
never fall. Keep your head up high and standing tall.
Bring it on. Bring it on. Are you ready? Are you ready?
No matter how you try, don't you ever fall. Keep your head up high and standing tall.
And rising, rising, rising. Keep your eyes rising, rising.
Bring it on.
Brings us to the